What is going on, y'all? Happy Friday. It's the Chingazos Combat Crew UFC 291 Parlay Super Show. Big Bets Frank here bringing you all the fight stats, all the parlays, all the money lines, everything you need to know and more. Let's get this show cracking. Y'all ready? I hope you're having a wonderful Friday out there. Stay safe, everybody. One more sleep. We've been waiting for so long for this. Here we go, y'all. Let's start. Only talking bangers on this one. I'm not going to go through every single fight. Only going through two fights on the prelims and then every single card on the pay-per-view. Let's freaking go. Here we go. I really only want to talk about two fights on the prelims. I mean, I can't guarantee, but Big Bets Money Frank says that these two fights here are going to be for sure bona fide bangers. I'm talking about Gabriel Bonfim taking on Trevin Giles and your boy Derek Lewis taking on Marcos Rogerio de Lima. Let's break these down and see where we could find some cash maybe, all right? Let's start by talking about... Actually, you know what? Before we start talking, I want to wish everybody out there again a happy Friday and thank you for listening. If you're listening and you want to check out the video portion of this, head over to our YouTube page at @C_CombatCrew. And if you're watching and you want to listen to this on the road or while in the background, look for us at Chingazos Combat Crew on all your major streaming platforms. That's iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. All right, let's get back to the show here. So number 11, Derek Lewis taking on Marcos Rogerio de Lima, a heavyweight matchup. Let's see. Let's break these guys down. Let's see how they've been doing in their previous fight. So here we're looking at Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis has been on a three-fight losing skid, recently losing to Sergey Spivak, who's going to be fighting in a couple of months against Ciryl Gane. Derek Lewis lost to this dude by arm triangle round one at the 305-minute mark. Prior to that, he went out in the first round against Sergey Pavlovich. Prior to that, you guys remember he was in that battle against Tai Tuivasa, Cementhead, and he lost that one by KO, I'm sorry, in round two. So Derek Lewis has not tasted victory since he knocked out Chris Daukaus in round one back in December of 2021. So Derek Lewis trying to rekindle that winning streak that he once had at one time. I mean, he was on a roll for a little while, beating Ilia Latifi, Alexei Oleinik, and then Curtis Blaydes, as you can see if you're watching this. But then he ran into Ciryl Gane. Then he beat Chris Daukaus, and then he went on that three-fight winning streak, which takes us to where we're at right now. So let's look at Rogerio de Lima's record. Rogerio de Lima's record, he's coming in with a win, but that win is against Andrei Arlovski. Andrei Arlovski, he's been in the UFC since like 1849, I think. I don't know. He's been in for a while.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, whatever, Connor. Watch some videos. You'll know. But before that, your boy Rogerio lost to Blagoy Ivanov by unanimous decision. And then before that, he rattled off a two-fight winning streak with a TKO win over Ben Rothwell in round one, and then a unanimous decision win over Maurice Green. But before that, he lost by sub to Alexander Romanov, round one. So he's kind of been flip-flopping back and forth. Look, I don't know much about Rogerio. He looked a little bit better in his last fight, but hey, who's not going to look good against Andrei Arlovski? Sorry. You know, even though Arlovski's an old-time favorite of mine, takes me back to the good old days. But real talk, this fight is probably not going to last very long. I'm going to take the under on this. There wasn't very much out there besides the money line and one parlay. All the parlays that I'm working with today are coming from FanDuel. So I looked at FanDuel. I checked out DraftKings. I checked out MyBookie. And the only one who's got a lot of stuff to go with right now is FanDuel. So that's who I'm going to be using. So FanDuel's money line right now is Derek Lewis at a plus 185. Rogerio de Lima at a minus 215. The under at 1.5 rounds is a minus 195. And the over is at a plus 160 at 1.5 rounds. I'm definitely going the under on this. These two giants, it's like Godzilla versus King Kong, y'all. It is not going to last long. I'm pretty sure it's going to be done within sometime in the first round, but they're giving us half of the second round for them to get, for these boys to get this done. So I think that's money in the bank. You're not getting a whole lot on that, but I'm going to lay down just like we did last time on the Parlay Super Show with me and Fonzo. I'm going to start with the $1,000 budget. I'm going to work with that and I'm going to see what we can make. All right. So for this fight, I'm going to lay down $390 at minus 195, taking the under at 1.5 rounds. So I'm looking to lay down $390 for a return of $200. So, hey, let's see what happens. Hopefully Derek Lewis can get back on the winning streak. He is a fan favorite. And, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Next fight on the prelims. Super stoked for this. It's been getting a little bit of draw. Not too much talk on the interwebs. Haven't seen anything on Reddit or nobody really on any podcast talking about this fight. Talk about Gabriel Bonfim taking on Trevin Giles. This is going to be, I'm pretty sure this is not going to go the entire fight. Let's break these guys down and look at their previous fights here. Let's start by looking at Trevin Giles. Trevin Giles is a OG, been in the UFC for a minute. I only have his record here dating back to 2017. But he is on a two-fight winning streak, man. Two-fight winning streak recently, getting a split decision win over Preston Parsons back in March of 2023 of this year. Before that, he beat somebody named Luis Kose by unanimous decision in September of last year. But before that, he was on back-to-back losses. TKO loss over Michael Moraes in round one of January 2022. And check this out, though. A KO loss to none other than Dricus du Plessis, round two, July 10th, 2021. But before that, three-fight winning streak with wins over Roman Dolidze by decision, Bevin Lewis, TKO, and James Krause by decision. Roman Dolidze is currently ranked number 9. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he wasn't ranked at the time that Trevin Giles fought him. But, dude, Trevin Giles ain't no joke, man. He's been around the block. Does have a loss to Zach Cummings and Gerald Meerschaert by submission, both of those. He tends to stick around. I mean, there's only been one fight where he got taken out in the first round, and that was Michael Morales in round one. So he is a vet. Let's take a look at Gabriel Bonfim. Gabriel Bonfim, I believe this is his second fight in the UFC. If you want to count his fight in Dana White's Contender Series, that would be three. But he did win his last fight by submission in round one against somebody named Monir Lazez. So he's currently 14-0, undefeated. And if you have not watched this dude, he's got a little bit of Alexander Pantoja in him. He loves to just come in and bang, get in that pocket and exchange, because he don't give an F if he gets dropped or if he gets taken down, because he's that good on the ground. I'm not sure how. Oh, actually, I do know this. Let me break down his wins. Like I said, he's 14-0. He's got 3 wins by knockout, 11 by submission. Of those 11 submissions, 7 of them come in the first round. Again, I don't think he's going to be able to do that to Trevin, just because Trevin's got that dog in him, man. Trevin is not going to just lay down and give this up. So let's look at the money line. Let's look at the only parlay I was able to find on FanDuel. FanDuel's got Gabriel Bonfim at as a heavy minus 320 favorite and Trevin Giles as a plus 265 underdog. The over-under on this is at 1.5 rounds. And I do want to let you guys know, I'm pretty sure you already know this because you're awesome and smart and you're part of the combat crew. But that half round, all they got to do is finish it within the 2.5 minute mark of round two. So I'm going let me see, what do I got here? Actually, I'm not touching this one, guys. Yeah, I am touching this one. I'm taking the over. I'm saying that Trevin is going to make it past the 1.5 round mark. All he's got to do is survive the first round and make it to 2 minutes and 31 seconds, and I'm in. Like sliding in to home base, stealing that shit. I'm going to lay down a nice, what am I doing here? 100? Yeah, I'm laying down 100 at that plus 105 for an easy return at $105. So this is kind of like they're just going to hold my $100 and they're going to return me $5 back. This is pretty much money in the bank unless something super crazy happens. Trevin Giles doesn't have the greatest chin, but he's a vet. I'm willing to bet that he can survive that first round storm and withstand just enough in round two to make this happen. So again, I'm going to go over 1.5 rounds on this at plus 105, laying down a nice $100 on this. All right, y'all, let's get to the main card. Here we go. So many good bangers on this card. Somebody at work was like, man, I'm not even pumped for this fight. Tell me you're a casual without telling me you're a casual. Get out of my face. This is going to be a banger of a card. Let's start with the first fight on this card. See two black belts, I'm not sure at what level Chiesa is in his striking. I want to say Holland's probably a little bit better striking on this, so he's probably going to be looking to take this to the ground as soon as he can. But once it hits the ground, man, this could be like an ADCC level type competition because these guys are just so evenly matched, man. Let's look at both of these guys' previous fights and start by looking at Michael Chiesa. Unfortunately, Chiesa is coming in on a two-fight losing streak, losing to Sean Brady by unanimous decision in his last time out, and he has not fought for a minute, y'all. Check this out. November 20th, 2021 was his last fight. Before that, he lost to Vicente Luque by Darce, round one. But before that, he was on a 1-2-3-4 fight winning streak with wins over Neil Magny by decision, RDA Rafael Dos Anjos by decision, Diego Sanchez by decision. That's not something to talk about. And Carlos Condit by submission, which is Condit 2018 Condit at the end of his career. So, yeah, it is a four-fight winning streak, but two of those are against like guys that were on their way out of the UFC. But that win against RDA, that win against Neil Magny, that's pretty good. You know what I mean? RDA is upper echelon welterweight class. Neil Magny, he's kind of like a gatekeeper now. So, also on top of that, I want to add that Kiss has been working that UFC desk a lot, man. He's got a podcast going. He's on the camera a lot, breaking down fights and stuff. So he's been pretty busy and not very active. So I'm wondering how much of that is going to have a part, it's going to come into play come Saturday night, man. Let's look at his opponent, Kevin Holland. Remember his last fight, he was in a burner against Santiago Ponzinibbio, winning that one by KO in the middle to late portion of round three. But before that, back-to-back losses, with one of those, you guys remember, being against Wonderboy, who's also on this card, and also at the end of his career. But he was throwing down with that dude. Both of those dudes were just thrown down, meeting in the middle of the cage, but Wonderboy was just too much for Kevin Holland that night. Ended up winning by TKO, corner stoppage, round four. And then if you guys remember before that, he was getting crazy ragdolled by Cosma, taking that fight on last minute notice. It was a catchweight bout at 180 pounds. And then before that, though, he was on back-to-back wins. Darce win over Tim Means in round two, and a TKO win over Alex Oliveira in round two. So let's look at the money line. We got a little bit more to play with here. And let's see. Michael Chiesa is a underdog at plus 125. Kevin Holland, a minus 145. So there's really nothing that's enticing me in exact method of victory. They're giving us a KO, TKO, DQ at plus 140. Submission at plus 200. And decision at plus 185. If you can pick the round, they're giving us round one at plus 160, round two at plus 310, decision at plus 185, and round three at plus 60. So if you can pick the round, that it's going to end in, and you nail it. They're actually giving us some pretty good money. Moving forward, looking at Kevin Holland's way of winning. Kevin Holland winning round one, round two, and so on and so forth. I'm not going to spend too much time. Hopefully you're watching this because FanDuel is laying lots of money. Check this shit out. Michael Chiesa to win in round three. So it doesn't matter how he wins, as long as he gets the sub or he gets a KO or TKO round three. You pick that, they're giving you plus 1600, yo. That means you lay down $100, you bet you get back a cool 1600 bucks. That's pretty freaking good. Pretty freaking good. Will the fight go the distance? Yes, plus 210. No, minus 280. You know, one thing that I really like that FanDuel does is they do this thing, and I just noticed, I don't know if they do this all the time, I'm sure they do, but they do method and round combos. So if you can pick the way that you think the fight is going to end, either in submission or with strikes, and you can pick the round, and they don't even, some of them, like on this one, they're just giving you a round one. You pick the KO round one, the KO round two, the KO round three by either Chiesa or Holland. But some of the other ones are going to give us rounds two, three, or three, four, and five when we get to the co-main and main event. So lots of stuff to look at. Take a look at this if you're able to. Yeah, so if you know how to use a VPN, you could use that to get jump on FanDuel or DraftKings, but you want to take advantage of these numbers on FanDuel. So what I'm doing here on this fight, I'm taking this karate versus capoeira match. I'm going with, actually, I'm not going with anyone on this. Actually, no, I'm lying. I'm super lying. I'm laying down $100 on Wonder Boy to win this by TKO KO in round two or round three at plus 700. I think that Wonder Boy can get this done. I feel like Wonder Boy's taking on way stiffer competition than Pereira. Pereira's up and coming, but his hardest fight was against Ponzinibbio, and he won that by decision and split decision by that, I might add. So yeah, man, I just think that Wonder Boy's got a little too much experience for Pereira in this one, and he's going to be able to pull it out late in the second, maybe early round three. So again, taking Wonder Boy, laying $100 to try to get back that 700. Let's move on to the next fight. Side of the beach. This is going to be a banger, man. A lot of people are sleeping on this fight. Talking about Tony Ferguson taking on Bobby Green. These guys have been shit-talking to each other for the last couple of weeks. And even though Tony's been on a big, fat losing streak as of late, hey, he's got that dog in him. You never know what he can do. And Bobby Green, I'm sorry, Bobby Green, but Bobby Green is not a very intelligent fighter. He just gets in there and just makes bad decisions. Let's look at both of these guys' they're both records. We already know that Tony's been on a big, fat losing streak. He's actually on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fight losing streak, losing to Nate Diaz, Michael Chandler, Beniel Darius, Charles Oliveira, and Justin Gaethje. Submission to Nate, KO by Michael Chandler, decision to Benny, decision to Oliveira, TKO by Gaethje, TKO by Cerrone. Or actually, he TKO'd Cerrone. So that was in Tony's good old days. Let's take a look at Bobby Green's record here. Bobby Green's record, if you guys remember his last time out in the UFC, he did have a no contest against Jared Gordon with that accidental head clash. But before that, he's on a 2-fight losing streak, losing to Drew Dober by KO, got mauled by Islam. But before that, he was on a 2-fight winning streak, winning with decision win over Nasrat Hakprasrat and a TKO win over Ally Aquinta. But before that, he dropped back-to-back losses over Rafael Fiziev, unanimous decision, and Thiago Moises by decision. So, having said everything I just said, I really, really wish Tony the best, but I just think his better days are behind him. I think that Bobby Green has had a little bit more success. He has been a little more active. He's not as punch drunk. He hasn't taken as much damage as Tony has. I don't think that Bobby's going to finish Tony in this match. I think this is going to go all three rounds. Should be a war. It's going to be lots and lots of blood. Hoping Tony can pull it out. You never know. But if I had to pick, I'd probably go Bobby Green decision. Let's move on to the – actually, let me show you guys the money line here. Money line is – the money's on Bobby Green minus 410. Dude, that's a heavy, heavy favorite. Tony Ferguson plus 310. You know what I mean? You can never count Tony out. So that plus 310 is super, super enticing. You know what I mean? Lay down $100, get back 310. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. And if somehow Tony Ferguson is able to pull a submission out of his ass, because that's what he's known for. Back in the day, he would hit that Darce from anywhere. I mean, that was his money move. So if Tony can hit that in round one, dudes. Plus 2,800. If he hits it in round two, I'm sorry. If he hits the sub in round one, that's plus 2,900. That's an extra 100 in your pocket. If Tony hits the sub in round two, that's a plus 3,600. If he hits the sub in round three, plus 4,200. I mean, you got an extra $300 laying around and you don't mind laying it. That would be a nice little investment right there. Because if this fight is going to end early, it's going to be by Tony. You know what I mean? I can totally see Tony subbing Bobby Green. I don't see Tony knocking out or TKOing Bobby Green. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But I also don't see Bobby Green subbing or finishing Tony Ferguson early. I just don't think he has that in him. So, yeah, lots of good stuff there. Let's get to the next fight. I'm super pumped for this one. I might have been reading some show notes for this one because this is going to be Capoeira taking on Karate. Your boy, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, taking on Michelle Pereira. This is going to be a banger, y'all. This is going to be so good. So, so good. Wonderboy's fresh off of that win over Kevin Holland by TKO round four. Hey, he's faced the best of the best in this division. And Pereira, he's just on his way up, man. He hasn't fought these guys yet. You know what I mean? So you don't know what he's capable of yet. Not to say that he can't pull this off, but let's look over their previous fights here. You know, I just mentioned that Wonderboy's got that win over Kevin Holland. Before that, though, he had back-to-back losses over Bilal Muhammad, Gilbert Burns. Both of those, though, I might say, by decision. Before that, though, back-to-back wins over Jeff Neal and Vicente Luque by unanimous decision. Let's look at Wonderboy's opponent, Michelle Pereira, coming in with a 5-fight winning streak with wins over recently Santiago Ponzinibbio by split decision, unanimous decision win over Andre Fiallo, unanimous decision win over Nico Price, who just got KO'd by Robbie Lawler, I might add, unanimous decision win over Chaos Williams and sub over Zelim Imaidayev. I hope I'm saying that right. Guys, what am I taking on this? Again, I'm going to play that KO-TKO round combo on this one because I super like the numbers here. But let's look at the money line here real quick before I get into what I'm officially going to be playing here. FanDuel's got Wonderboy at a minus 150 favorite. Michelle Pereira at a plus 130 underdog. The over-under on this is at .25 rounds. The over on this is minus 215, and the under on this is plus 175. So Vegas is thinking this is going to go the distance, all right? Let's look at what they're giving us. What are some of these crazy numbers? Michelle Pereira to win in round one, plus 1,000. Michelle Pereira to win in round two, plus 1,100. Michelle Pereira to win in round three, plus 2,000. Yo, these are some good ones. How about this? Method and round combo. If Wonderboy can pull off a submission in round three, that's worth a nice plus 500, y'all. Plus 500. There's lots and lots of good stuff here. Check this out. Plus 3,600, Wonderboy by submission in round two or round three. Let's look at Wonder Boy's record. Has Wonder Boy ever won by submission? No. He's got no wins by submission. So, hey, doesn't mean that he can't. This would be a really good time to start. So, if Wonder Boy can hit this submission in round one or two, that would be plus 480. No, I'm sorry. That's a plus 2,800. I'm a liar. If Wonder Boy can hit the sub in round two or three, that's a plus 3,600. I don't think he's going to do that. I think that Wonder Boy is going to take this into the late rounds, late round two, late round three. I think Wonder Boy's just got all the experience. That karate is going to outpoint Capoeira this time around. And I'm going Wonder Boy TKO round two or three for that plus 700. So I'm going to be laying down a nice $100 on Wonder Boy Thompson to get me back plus 700. Co-main event, y'all. Co-main event, Jan Blachowicz taking on Alex Pereira at light heavyweight. Alex Pereira's first fight at this weight class. To say that I'm excited for this is an understatement. I'm beyond. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm just going to be watching both of these guys' fights. I'm going to be watching the countdown. I'm going to be watching the embedded episodes. Anything I can get to get an advantage on or a read on how this fight's going to go, man. Let's look at Jan Blachowicz's record. Jan coming in with a draw last December over Magomed Ankalaev for the vacant light heavyweight championship. Before that, he scored a TKO win over Alexander Rakic, but remember, Rakic hurt his knee in that fight. So it wasn't really an official win. Before that, he got submitted by Glover Teixeira, rear naked choke round two. But before that, he was on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fight winning streak with wins over Israel Adesanya, as you guys remember. Izzy moving up in weight. TKO win over Dominic Reyes. KO win over Corey Anderson. Split decision win over Ronaldo Souza, and then a KO win over Luke Rockhold after turning his lights out. Let's look at Alex Pereira's record. Alex, as you all know, coming in off with that loss after Izzy finally got a W over him. So he lost the middleweight strap. Now he's moving up to lightweight. But before that, he was on a 1, 2, 3, 4 fight winning streak in the UFC with wins over Izzy, TKO round 5. KO over Sean Strickland, round one. Unanimous decision win over Bruno Silva. And a TKO win over Andres Michailidis, round two. Let's look at the money line and props here. Jan Blachowicz coming in at a minus 125 favorite. Alex Pereira at a plus 105 underdog. The over-under on this is at 2.5 rounds, with 2.5, the over being plus 150. And the under being at minus 185. Let's take a look at some of these nice and tasty prop bets that FanDuel's given us. Let me take a peek here. Jan Blachowicz to win in round three, plus 1,100. Alex Pereira to win round three, plus 1,100. Method of victory, Alex Pereira by decision, by submission, plus 2,300. Hey, Alex has one of those in his early fights, so totally possible, but I don't know if he could do that at this level, right? Jan Blachowicz. Oh, this is one of those This is one of those combo prop bets. Jan Blachowicz KO TKO round two, plus 1,100. Jan Blachowicz submission round three, plus 3,000. Let's see what else we got here. Nothing too good. How about this? Alex Pereira by submission in round one or two, plus 3,000. How about this? Alex Pereira by submission round two or three, plus 4,500. So again, as I mentioned, this is Alex's first time at light heavyweight. I really like the fact that he's got Glover in his corner. I like that Glover has that experience fighting against Jan. And not only that, he lost to him. So for sure he wants to get that W back any way he can, and he's got that insight. So I think that that's going to give Alex an edge a little bit over Jan. he's got that power as well. You know what I mean? One thing that I kind of like, I'm really looking at is these, both of these guys have a common opponent in Izzy. They both fought Izzy, you know, Beyond did fight Izzy at light heavyweight, where Alex fought him at middleweight, which is more of his natural weight. But Jan couldn't get Izzy out early. He took all five rounds and ended up winning by decision. So that's kind of telling me like, hey, you know what? I think that's how it's going to play. I think, you know what? I'm playing two on this one. I'm laying down 100 on Alex to win this at plus 105. So that's laying down 100 to get back 105. But I'm going to play another one. I'm going to play one of those combos. I'm going Alex by TKO, KO, round two or three at plus 420. So I'm going to lay down $100 to get back 420. I'm not saying that's a safe bet, but in my eyes, I think that's, you know, that's probably a greater chance of that happening versus anything else. This is only going to be a three-round fight, so I think that favors Alex. And the other thing is, he didn't have to cut as much weight. So he's going to have a full gas tank. He's been able to eat as much as he wants. He's been able to do his normal thing. And so I think that's really going to help him out. I think not having to cut weight and having Glover in his corner is really, really going to pay dividends. So that's what I'm paying. I think that having Glover in his corner, I think that not having to cut weight is going to play dividends for Alex. And that's why I'm playing Alex on this one. All right, y'all. It's main event time. I'm talking about Dustin Poirier taking on Justin Gaethje for the BML. Jorge Masvidal is going to be in the building putting the strap on the winner. Everybody wants one. I should have got the BMF belt instead of a UFC belt. Whatever. Everyone wants a strap. Let's take a look at these guys' records. I'm going to start by looking at Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier is coming in with a win over Michael Chandler back in November of last year, winning that bad boy in round three by submission, rear naked choke. Before that, though, remember, he got submitted by Charles in the third round. Again, rear naked choke. But before that, he was on a 1-2-3 fight winning streak with back-to-back wins over Conor McGregor and Dan Hooker. What?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Seriously, Dan Hooker back in 2020. Dan Hooker, awesome. No disrespect, but bro, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Well, whatever. You know, Dustin's gonna be ready to fight. Let's look at Gaethje's record. Gaethje coming in with a win over Rafael Fiziev in his last time in the octagon, with a majority decision win over Rafael Fiziev. Before that, though, also got submitted by Charles Oliveira, rear naked choke, round one. Before that, he had a decision win over Michael Chandler. Before that, submission loss to Khabib, round two back in October of 2020. But before that, he was on a 4-fight winning streak with TKO win over Tony Ferguson, TKO win over Donald Cerrone, KO win over Edson Barbosa, and KO win over James Vick. Let's look at this money line and props to see what we can do here. The money looks like it's on Dustin Poirier at the moment at minus 150. Justin Gaethje, the underdog, at plus 130. The over-under on this is at 2.5 rounds with minus 120 on the over and minus 110 on the under. Let's look at some of the fun prop bets here. Ooh, if you think this fight's going to end in round five, FanDuel's giving you a nice plus 1,300. That's not bad. That is really not that bad. Let's see what else they're giving us. FanDuel giving us Dustin Poirier by submission round one, plus 1,700. Dustin Poirier, KO, TKO, plus 3,400. Gaethje winning by decision, actually winning in round five, either by sub or KO, TKO, plus 2,900. So there's a lot of fun stuff here. Take a look at it when you get a chance. Dustin by submission, round three or four, plus 2,100. Yo, that's nice. That is really nice. This is the baddest motherfucker fight. I don't think this is going to go all five rounds. You already know it's going to probably be the banger of the night. This is going to be awesome. I'm, again, one more time going to play those round combos. I'm going to go Dustin by TKO, KO, round 3, 4, or 5, at plus 700. I'm going to lay down a nice $200 for a nice $1,400 return, y'all. So, yeah, those are my UFC 291 bets. Again, let's go through this real quick. Going through the fights, opening it up with Chiesa Holland. I'm going to go, if I got to, I'm going to say Chiesa by decision. Next fight, Tony, Bobby Green. I would say Bobby Green decision. Third fight of the night, Stephen Thompson, Pereira. I'm going Stephen Thompson. He's going to end that shit. Karate Kid style. Maybe even a crane kick. That would be sick. Co-main event, I'm going Alex Pereira by finish again, I believe I said, right? Yeah. TKO round 2 or 3. And then main event, I'm going Dustin, TKO, KO, round 3, 4, or 5. So those are my bets. Share your parlays. Let me know what you all think. Hey, enjoy the show. Have a fantastic week. One more sleep. UFC 291, Earl Spence Jr., Terrence Crawford, Bellator Rising 2. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend, y'all. Stay safe, everybody. See y'all on Monday. Chingazo's Combat Crew out.